USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States has set a new record for daily COVID deaths. According to the latest data from Johns Hopkins University, 2,658 Americans died of the disease on Wednesday, the most in a single day since the pandemic began. The nation is currently averaging about 1,500 COVID-19 deaths per day, with the overall total now approaching 274,000. The Trump administration announced Wednesday that it's banning certain cotton imports from China, where the products are reportedly produced with forced labor. U.S. Customs and Border Protection says it will detain shipments of cotton and cotton products from the Xinjiang Production and Construction Corps at all U.S. ports of entry, alleging that the company uses forced labor in its production. DHS Acting Deputy Secretary Ken Cuccinelli says the agency is making the move to make sure human rights abusers are not allowed to profit off of slave labor. This is USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you've heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat, you can wash them and dry them, they maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio offer square. Use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
While many retailers are struggling this holiday season, one is able to give back. Val Dior has the story from the USA Radio News Texas Bureau.
Kohl's is donating $5 million in grants to nonprofit organizations across the country. It's part of the company's A Community with Heart program, where associates nominate nonprofits that make a difference for families in their communities. More than 100 nonprofits across 49 states will receive grants ranging from $10,000 to $100,000. Their website has a map and the list of recipients. The donations are made possible through the retailer's philanthropic program, Kohl's Cares, which sells children's books and toys and donates 100% of the net profit to charitable organizations nationwide.
For the first time in nearly 2 years, a Boeing 737 MAX took passengers on a flight. American Airlines sent the flight Wednesday from Dallas to Tulsa, Oklahoma, to show off the new safety features the planes have been outfitted with. The 737 MAX has been grounded since March 2019 following two deadly crashes that killed more than 300 people. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
One longtime senator is making his final rounds through Congress. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Senators are saying goodbye to their colleague, Tennessee Republican Lamar Alexander, ahead of his retirement from the legislative body at the end of the year. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell a bit choked up as he recalls moments serving with Alexander.
So I'm sorry that in a few more weeks, it'll just be the rest of us left, but you're leaving this body and those of us in it and the nation it exists to serve stronger and better because you were here.
Senator Chuck Schumer wishing the Tennessee Republican the best of luck in his retirement.
Now, Senator Alexander and I have not always agreed, but what an amazing and capable legislator and true statesman he has been.
The New York Democrat speaking on the Senate floor on Tuesday. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Alexander will complete his third term in the Senate at the end of the year. He's also served two terms as governor of Tennessee and was Secretary of Education from 1991 to 1993. And the Pittsburgh Steelers moved to 11-0 on the season Wednesday afternoon, defeating the Baltimore Ravens 19-14 in a game that was moved three times because of a COVID outbreak among Baltimore's players. It was just the second NFL game played on a Wednesday since the league started in 1948. The Dallas Cowboys and New York Giants opened the 2012 season on a Wednesday night instead of the traditional Thursday evening. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.